Weeks before the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, far-right protesters, some who would later turn violent in Washington, illegally occupied the state Capitol building in Arizona. Joe Biden won the swing state, but Donald Trump and his supporters refused to accept defeat. Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, called Arizona's Republican House Speaker demanding help to overturn the results.
He would say, "Aren't we all Republicans here?" I said, "Look, you are asking me to do something that is counter to my oath."
Trump also lost in the swing state of Georgia. He himself called the state's top election official, Republican Brad Raffensperger.
"I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have."
"What I knew is that we didn't have any votes to find."
Raffensperger testified that he and his family suffered harassment from Trump supporters, including sexually explicit messages to his wife and someone breaking into his daughter-in-law's home.
"And I think sometimes moments require you to stand up and just take the shots. We just followed the law and we followed the Constitution. And at the end of the day, President Trump came up short."
Trump also turned up the pressure on two everyday Americans, mother and daughter election workers in Georgia, falsely accusing them of counting fake ballots.
"We had at least 18,000, that's on tape, we had them counted very painstakingly, 18,000 voters having to do with Ruby Freeman, she's a vote scammer, a professional vote scammer and hustler."
"Do you know how it feels to have the President of the United States to target you? The President of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one, but he targeted me."
An investigation has cleared both women of wrongdoing, and widespread voting fraud was never found in any state.
"Our democracy held because courageous people like those you heard from today put their oath to the Constitution above their loyalty to one man or to one party. The system held, but barely, and the question remains, will it hold again?"
Even before Tuesday's hearing began, Trump posted on his website that his phone call pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to find votes was, quote, perfect. He called the January 6th committee crazed Democrats and again falsely alleged that the election was stolen. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.